Heather Sharone from thedailyline.net. Heather, we went off the rails. I apologize. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, John. I'm glad that I wasn't in the hot seat for that.
No, it's okay. I like being in the hot seat. Heather, we'll break this down here a little bit more later on. But for the most part today, what a fascinating meeting today at City Council.
It really was. It was Mayor Lori Lightfoot's first City Council meeting, and it started with a literal bang of a gavel and a lot of fireworks between her and Alderman Ed Burke.
Yeah, she told him to sit down not once but twice, right?
That's right. So the big debate was over the rules that will govern the City Council for the next 4 years, as well as the initial slate of committee chairs. And as Mayor Lightfoot was getting ready to sort of start the process of approving those, Alderman Ed Burke rose from his seat and lodged an objection. And what he said was that he objected to the fact that the rules did not include gender-neutral language, mm-hmm. and that they refer to city officials as being him or his or, you know, all of those male pronouns. And Mayor Lightfoot was not amused. She basically said, look, it makes no difference under the law. Those terms can refer to ever who holds the office. You're out of order. If I am interested in hearing you speak again, I will call on you.
Wow.
Yes. And eventually, he was one of three aldermen that voted no on these committee chairs. He was joined by Alderman Raymond Lopez of the 15th Ward and Alderman Anthony Beal of the 9th Ward. Now, there might have been another no vote tossed in there, but we don't know because it wasn't a roll call.
It was a
voice vote. But we do know that Alderman Lopez objected to the way Lightfoot put together the slate of committee chairs. He has also been very critical of her attempts to roll back and end aldermanic prerogative, which gives each alderman the authority to determine what happens in his or her ward. So it was really the start of a brand new era, because under Mayor Rahm Emanuel, until he was charged with attempted extortion, which he says he is innocent of, Alderman Ed Burke presided over the City Council along with the mayor and routinely spoke for upwards of 10, 15 minutes on whatever subject caught his fancy. So this is a stark turnaround.
It's a new administration, it's a new City Council, and this is a new record for us, Heather, our shortest interview ever. Heather, at thedailyline.net, I can't wait to see your coverage of this, and I know it's going to be good. Thanks for joining us even just for a short amount of time.
Thanks, John.